Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start off with some bad news this morning.
Well, who hasn't been here before? A 32-year-old woman named Skylar Williams from Long Island, New York, went to a TGI Fridays last week.
Treat yourself.
And ordered the all-you-can-eat appetizers. And then she tried to put a bunch of the appetizers in a doggy bag to take home.
Oh, no.
And it led to a brawl.
You cannot take all-you-can-eat appetizers.
That is not good all-you-can-eat etiquette.
Most
restaurants won't let you do it. And when they told her no, Skylar went behind the bar to grab her own to-go container and then swung a bottle of liquor at an employee who tried to stop her.
That's not aggressive at all.
Then she tried to walk out with the appetizers and that bottle of liquor and pulled a knife on the employee who tried to stop her.
What, does she have, like, three hands? Like, how do you have, you're holding the apps, you got the bottle, and then you still pull out a knife
right
on top of that?
Unbelievable.
Multitasking.
Just fantastic knifemanship.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested for robbery, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. She also had oxycodone on her, and she was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, I've definitely tried this, but I know your grandmas have too.
You've definitely tried knifing people at TGI Fridays?
No, I've tried to like pack it like a roll. You know your grandmas always used to like packet the cookies before you'd leave like a buffet or something? So you'd have like a cookie like for later. It was wrap it up in a napkin.
It was always in a napkin.
Why?
I don't know.
Every time.
It would never just go straight in the purse. It was always like, it was a stack of cookies too. It was never a single cookie for me.
It was never just a single.
My mom would always, have like a little stack of chocolate chips wrapping them. Ain't nobody going to see this.
If you get stabbed by a knife-wielding woman after she's, you know, done eating the all-you-can-eat appetizers, do you get an extra, like, badge for your flair, your little suspenders there at Fridays?
Is there a special flair for you got stabbed by a lady who was trying to take all-you-can-eat appetizers and you stopped her?
It's a Band-Aid.
So Khalil Mack has paid off 300 holiday layaway items at a Walmart in his hometown. And when we were first being told about this story, Audrey said, that's not enough.
Well, I just think that he probably went into the Walmart and was like, 300? Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like
that's not that much.
I feel like that's a decent amount of people for a Walmart, though, because who still uses layaway?
I honestly didn't even know it was a thing.
If I was going to use layaway, it would definitely be at a Walmart because somebody always goes in and pays it all off.
True.
You never hear about somebody went into Target and paid off everything on layaway. Never. Like, literally, I've never heard that. Every holiday season, there's somebody that goes into Walmart.
Multiple Walmarts.
At different places around the country and pays off their layaway.
And Khalil Mack's one of them. I mean,
actually him that walked into the Walmart and did it. A representative from his foundation came into the store and asked to be a secret Santa, according to the store manager, and then covered all of the store's 300 holiday layaway items.
Well, you're not a secret Santa if you're telling everybody.
I'd like to be a secret Santa. Could you put out a press release about it, please?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, this seems like a positive headline. U.S. wage growth eclipses mortgage rate for the first time since 1972.
Okay.
So it reached the U.S. economy reached an important milestone in October that ought to pull a more sustainable footing going forward. Wage growth eclipsed the mortgage rates for the first time again since 1972, meaning that average hourly earnings for production and employees who comprise more than 80% of the U.S. private sector workforce, that rose 3.8% from a year earlier in October, according to the Labor Department. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was about 3.7%.
All of that sounded like not even words. Like, I can't even compute this. So basically, like, we're earning more than we have since 1972. Is that what all of that means?
No,
it's... It's such a weird study that they would put these two together because they're saying that the average mortgage rate, which is at 3.7%, is somehow lower than the amount that the wage growth grew. Like, why would these two even be correlated? Like, there's what I guess I don't understand. But the mortgage rates were closer to 4.9% a year ago. But, of course, the Fed has been trying to relax that as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And so now it's down at 3.7%. But, yeah, the fact that wage growth grew by less than 4%, and that's somehow being higher than the mortgage rate. Again, it's a strange Like, why would you put those?
Bizarre.
Here's the thing. It's because they're trying to make the economy look better than what it really is right now. That's basically what's going on. Mark Twain said it best. There's three types of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And this is just another way to try to, like, make everybody feel better. Look, no. Everything's better, guys. You're so much better than you were last year or the year before.
Does anyone feel like they're actually richer than they were a year ago
no.
or 2 years ago or 5 years ago?
Or more financially secured? No. No, I don't.
But I mean,
mostly because
I'm also bad with my money.
Yeah. that
if I get more, I just spend more.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Walmart Canada pulls Christmas sweaters featuring Santa doing cocaine. What?
That seems festive.
I saw the
right.
I saw
seems pretty,
the
pretty at home.
Yeah, it's what a white Christmas, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I saw the sweater. I like it. I want to order one now.
They are the adult themed ugly Christmas sweaters, including one Santa and drugs. And so some people were upset about it. They posted for sale on the Walmart Canada website. One sweater shows a bug-eyed Saint Nick and three lines of a white substance that is implied to be cocaine, along with the phrase "Let it snow."
Wait, yeah. I love this kind of. That would be an awesome white elephant gift.
Another featured an upside-down snowman with a carrot nose and jingle bells, suggesting that it was, you know.
Yeah, people have seen that
below.
Before.
And another showed Santa roasting his chestnuts over a holiday fire.
So if they were in the store, that would be one thing, right? Like
right.
if you're walking around, that's okay, maybe a little crass.
Uh-huh.
But if it's online, who cares?
Who cares, right?
Like, why are you getting butthurt about something that nobody else, like, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And so now Walmart.
Can you imagine being somebody that sees something like that on a Walmart website, and you're like, I have to complain.
Oh my God! How dare
let's get this pulled immediately.
How dare they defame
the
good
great
name
Walmart online retail space?
No, I'm saying how dare they portray Santa like that?
You don't know what Santa does for the rest of the year.
Yeah, man, he's
got a lot of time to party.
Yeah, he's probably on a bender for like 7 months.
He's got to be up all night. How right? do you think that happens?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Honestly, I don't really drink, but when I do drink, I'll have like 3 drinks and I'll be like super drunk, and then none of my friends want to talk to me.
Message deleted.
Were you calling us from a bathroom stall?
Yeah.
Are you speaking through a megaphone?
Because that's probably why your friends don't want to talk to you. If you're always talking to them through a megaphone, that's pretty annoying.
You've got those friends, though, in your life, the people who you've known over the years who just cannot handle alcohol, but for whatever reason don't, you know when to cut it off.
Yeah.
And I agree with him. Like, if somebody is just not handling their stuff right, and I'm trying to have a good time while I'm out imbibing in beverages with other friends, I'm going to cut you out.
Yeah, see, I don't feel like I have any of those friends now just because maybe I've cut them out over the years.
Yeah. They weed themselves out.
Uh-oh.
I'm like that whenever I'm on liquor, though.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm taking shots, like whenever I went back home recently,
see,
everybody just does shots. Nobody just casually drinks.
We spend so much time together, right? Like, we're in the same room together for 4 hours every single day.
Uh-huh.
But I don't feel like I've ever seen that side of you. Ian, have you seen that side of Audrey? Because
I played the fifth, Dave.
I was like, Ian?
No. I'm staying out of that one.
No, like whenever we're, whenever there's liquored up. I mean, there's just certain times and places that it ends up happening. I have not had that happen since July. And then whenever I went back home, I got pretty close there.
Yeah.
But I was only able to have like 4 shots when I went back home. Thank God.
That's something that you do in your 20s, though. I mean,
shots.
Yeah. Like, because as you get older, like, I have zero desire to do any sort of shots.
It's awful.
Whatsoever.
Totally with you.
Don't do it.
If I'm ever out with you and I say, let's do shots, that means I'm already hammered.
Yeah.
Like, never is sober Dave like, we need to pound some more hard alcohol into our system quickly.
Especially if it's something like Fireball or
Jägermeister,
Rumpelmanz. Yeah.
But see, I don't know. I feel like I'm such a shot idiot that I don't really know any shots other than that.
Me neither.
Just straight shots.
Yeah, it's either Fireball, maybe Crown Apple.
Oh.
Yeah. Two different reactions.
My
honey goes, Audrey goes, ooh.
Whenever it's mixed with stuff, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But there's like four shots that I know of. I don't know any other good shots out there.
It's funny because me and my friends always go, do we want something that's going to, like, do the job? Or do we want a fun and flirty shot? Like, which side are we going to play the line on? Are we going to tiptoe around this? Or are we going to go straight to the finish line?
What is a fun and flirty shot? Just
like
so
a green tea. Like, something easy. Like a green tea shot or, like, I don't know, like a chocolate cake shot.
What's in a green tea shot?
Jameson, what is
it? How is that an sour easy shot?
And water. Because it's, like, just mixed up. It's, like, barely liquor. Barely liquor shots is what I'm talking
about. Give me Malibu.
Yeah, there we go.
Malibu.
A straight shot of Malibu? Rather just like...
Mahoney rolling up to the bar being like, I'd like two shots of Malibu.
No way. That would taste like straight up sunscreen. Just like...
Please leave a message after the tone.
Day at the beach.
Hey, Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Have you ever met anyone who uses water instead of milk in their cereal?
What?
I met a couple and... But who the hell does that? Like, I don't get the point.
Message deleted.
I've done it before, but only in a real pinch because I didn't have any milk.
Why wouldn't you just eat
just
it
don't
dry?
Eat the cereal.
Eat it dry,
man.
Just don't eat it at all.
Yeah, man. Like
eat it dry.
Yes.
Take it back.
No.
You son of a bitch. Take that back.
You're the one over here watering your Cheerios. Just sick.
I had to. I didn't have any milk. I was poor.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's still better dry.
Eats it dry.
Everyone.
Eating it's better. No. I would rather eat it dry versus with water.
You drink the water afterwards?
I mean, I'll take a sip. Oh,
yeah.
It's good.
Monster.
I'll take a puff. It's just water.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
Oh, boy. The FDA just issued a crackdown on CBD. After all of the craze, now all of a sudden there's starting to be some pushback.
What are they saying now?
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued warning letters to 15 companies for illegally selling products containing CBD in ways that violate the FDA's policy. The FDA also published a revised consumer update detailing safety concerns about CBD products more broadly. Based on the lack of scientific information supporting the safety of CBD in food, the FDA is also indicating today that it cannot conclude that CBD is generally recognized as safe among qualified experts for its use in human or animal food.
Interesting. So they're saying that, like, whenever it's cooked in things, or are they just saying that in general it might not be exactly
Is? CBD-infused ice cream or the CBD-infused whatever you have.
Do we need CBD-infused everything?
No. We don't.
You don't.
At all. Like,
I mean, Ian, you're a CBD user, right?
Yes, I am. But no, we don't need it in everything.
No, I know that much. But, I mean, do you use it every single day?
Yeah, but I use a tincture. So I use, like, liquid CBD.
Yes, like the
tincture,
oil.
So I just kind of put a drop on my tongue. Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat CBD ice cream or Rice Krispie treats.
It's not even that it tastes good. It's not an enjoyable flavor of sorts.
It's just another way to market crappy food.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's to me what this screams. And I'm not mad that the Food and Drug Administration is cracking down on this, especially if they're the science isn't back on it yet.
Well, it's going to be a while, right? I mean, like, that's how it is with a lot of things, though, is that until there's like 50 years worth of scientific information and studies, you don't really know how it's affecting your body. I mean, Ian can be a CBD user today and for the past 5 years and really have had no negative side effects.
Yeah, my body is still terrible, don't worry.
But they may learn, 100 years down the road from now that CBD over the course of 20 years will kill you. But we just don't know that yet. It hasn't been around that
long. I think we know that it's not going to kill you. Just the side effects depending on like long-term use, I would say.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
yeah.
So, but
long term, it could be negative for you.
I mean,
we just don't know that yet.
About vaping. You know, recently the vaping has been like very, very much like front and center in the news. And vaping's been around for 10 years.
People thought that vaping was a far healthier version of smoking. And so they're like, oh, well, I'm not smoking. Vaping is fine. And then it turns out, no, vaping is also awful for you.
Anything that you have to inhale is not good for you.
Still slightly better than smoking.
Is it, though? I mean, like, vaping kills you really quickly.
Yeah. If you're dumb about it.
If you do it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, smoking cigarettes,
it kills you, but
it takes, like,
50 years. Like, if smoking back in the day probably did exactly what vaping did in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's pretty kind of important to realize that, like, people... You can't even buy a specific strain of this anymore for vaping. Like, you cannot go out and buy your mango flavors anymore because it's killing kids in a matter of a year of them even touching it.
Yeah.
I still think that it's a little bit ridiculous that they are banning vaping because
I feel like they should not market to kids whatsoever, but as an adult, if I want to do it, I should be able to do it. Plain and simple.
I mean, I agree with you, but do you remember when we were kids? Candy cigarettes?
Yeah, I loved them.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was...
There was, like, the bubblegum cigar...
Quite literally marketed towards children.
The bubblegum cigar?
The bubblegum cigar was fantastic. Yes. I used to have one of those, like, as part of my Halloween costumes from time to time, depending on what I was. And they were... What a treat.
I once got
a delicious bubble... I don't really remember. I just remember I had a bubblegum cigar. I don't know how that
every
worked.
Other Christmas or every other
I don't know how that worked into my Halloween.
I had a bubblegum cigar accident where I... Because you know how much... Because it's so much gum.
Did like, you pop it on your face?
And I popped it. Like I blew a bubble like the size of bigger than my head, and it popped and got in my hair and had to.
You had to shave your head.
No, my mom had to take me to the mall and get me a quick haircut.
It's just young Mahoney just walking in, just covered in bubble gum. And they're like, God, I don't get paid enough at Supercuts.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is the 80s. This is pre-Supercuts. This is like mall, hair salon that had like all the neon.
God, I was so poor when I was growing up. I used to think that only the rich kids went to the mall hair salon.
Yeah, same, actually.
Yeah, I was so envious because I always got my home haircut. Never had enough money to go. I'm like... What's it like to be rich? Now I realize that they're like $7. And some lady who's blind in one eye.
We didn't even get that. My mom used peanut butter to get the gum out of my hair.
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Peter is joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Peter. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I really hope you beat Mahoney today. He managed to eke out a victory last week, and he has been smug ever since.
Let's do it.
Tell us about your level of education.
I graduated from San Diego State with a bachelor's in economics and finance.
Are you currently using your degree for the line of work that you're in, Peter?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Nice.
All right, so Mahoney, if you'd be so kind as to leave, you are both going to be asked the same questions today. Mahoney is going to a soundproof room. And there is one pass today, so there's a total of 6 questions. If you get more correct than Mahoney or as many correct as Mahoney, you're going to be our winner today.
I'm going to be a Peter Beater.
You're going to be a Peter Pan?
No, he's going to be a Peter Beater is what he said.
Oh.
I feel like you already are. Could you leave, please? Okay. He has successfully left the room, which is astounding considering how long it took him to get up and actually walk to the door. But here we go, Peter. Again, there is one pass today. I would encourage you to use that pass sooner rather than later, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Question number one. The name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant is what?
Right off the bat, I'm going to have to pass.
Okay, no problem.
Good
problem.
Pass. Good pass.
Good use of the pass. Horton.
Horton
is
the who.
Yep.
Horton hears the who, yep.
Fort Knox is in what state?
Tennessee.
No. Kentucky is what you're looking for there. It's all right. We got 4 more to go. Here we go. Which character in a Shakespearean novel is haunted by the ghost of his murdered father?
Hamlet.
Yeah. Actually. Well done, Peter. On the board with 1. Okay, here we go. How many states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, boy. Let's see. 1, 7.
Nope. 5 is the correct answer there. 5.
Oh, 5. Okay. All right.
It's all right. Still got 2 more to go here. What country is Prague in?
That is the country Prague is Moscow, Russia.
Nope. That is the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic is what you're looking
for. Czech Republic,
there.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got to get this last one.
Yep. What is the abbreviation for Maine?
M-E.
M-E is correct. All right. So you got 2, which may be good enough. We'll see. Mahoney is going to come back in again. He's been in a soundproof room, unable to hear what is going on. So hopefully you'll... You'll get more correct than he does because we hate him. Welcome back, Mahoney.
Oh, sounds like more collusion's happening right in
there
front of my face.
There is no collusion. Uh-huh. Just try to get more right than Peter. Question number 1. What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant?
Horton.
Horton is correct. Nice. Wow. Had to do some digging around out there, but I found it.
Yep. Been a minute.
Fort Knox is in what state?
Tennessee.
No.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Right.
Same difference.
No, it's not.
Whatever.
Whoa. It is not the same.
It's not the same at all.
They all look like frying pans. Whatever.
No, we're the fried chicken. They're the frying pan.
Which character in a Shakespearean novel is haunted by the ghost of his murdered father?
Oh, God. Othello.
No. Hamlet. Hamlet is the
good
correct
guess,
answer.
Though. Good guess.
Not really. You do have a pass.
I know.
Okay.
Do you?
How many states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Five.
Okay, I mean, you're right, but you're also wrong.
What?
It is five, but Georgia is definitely not on the...
What am I thinking? Oh, I said...
Mississippi?
Same difference.
Oh, my God.
Southern states.
Okay.
Nobody cares. All of them today.
Nobody cares about southern states.
What? You are so rude right now.
You suck.
Act like I'm wrong.
Okay. You do have a pass. There's two questions remaining.
Uh-huh.
What country is Prague in?
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic is correct. All right, Mahoney. Unfortunately, you got three correct, and Peter only got two correct, so you win.
Congratulations. Again, everybody knows I'm a Peter Peter. In your face, Peter. In your face.
He has nothing to say to you.
Crying.
I love it.
The Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You really have to be a next level jerk to pull this move. An Arizona man gets arrested after dumping a woman out of her wheelchair on a train. Man in Arizona was arrested after attempting to take a woman's wheelchair while she was riding on the light rail in Phoenix. The cops said the incident happened on Friday, November 29th, so day after Thanksgiving, about 3:40 p.m. Despite his reindeer slippers, this criminal was not spreading holiday cheer, said the police. 26-year-old Austin Sherbutt. Not even kidding, that's his last name. S-H-U-R-B-U-T-T. Austin Sherbutt.
Yeah.
Grabbed the woman's chair as she tried to hold on before eventually being dumped onto the floor. Surveillance footage showed that he was trying to steal her wheelchair. Other passengers came to the woman's aid as she screamed for help to assist her and stop Sherbutt from stealing the wheelchair.
If you dump a person out of their wheelchair to try to steal it and a crowd beat you to death, I think you got off easy.
Well, old Austin Sherbutt.
No, I feel like you're getting off easy there because
if you
are
beat to death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the better punishment than death?
Yeah. Well, what would be a harsher, more appropriate punishment?
Going to prison, having your last name be Sherbutt. Because for sure, butt stuff's happening.
On Saturday, officials say the 26-year-old was arrested after thousands shared his picture on social media. He has two outstanding warrants, faces five new charges, including robbery, kidnapping, and assault. He was still wearing the reindeer slippers when he was arrested, according to the police.
Yeah. I'm glad that the crowd, because sometimes you see horrible things happening in public and nobody reacting, but the crowd on that light rail train in Atlanta wasn't having any of it.
Phoenix, but okay.
All right, well, same difference.
Yeah.
It's all hot.
It's not. A Florida man bit his dog to establish dominance.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No. This guy, whose name is Patrick Campbell, pleaded guilty to an animal cruelty charge.
Cruelty.
Man, you can't say California right. I don't want to hear it from you.
How do you say California?
California?
No, he says California.
Like cauliflower.
I just said it right there. Cruelty.
The man admitted to biting his dog to establish dominance over the... as a way to try to train his dog. The 27-year-old Patrick Campbell pleaded guilty to the charge in a Florida court.
How
he was ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation and was barred from possessing animals of any kind or living with anyone with animals on the property, which is a really harsh punishment. Like, if you think about it, I mean...
Well, if you're going around biting dogs, like, there's something clearly wrong with you there.
Yeah.
But also, how do they find out he bit the dog?
Somebody called 911 to report somebody abusing a dog in an apartment that he shared with a roommate. So officers found the dog, a husky named Dimitri, 2 years old, inside of a closet in his room. And that's when they went, all right, dude, you've had enough.
I feel like you don't want to get into a biting contest with a dog.
Right?
Right?
Especially a husky.
Yeah.
Damn near wolves, man.
A Florida man gets arrested for punching a Walmart customer for taking too long. A Florida man was arrested this past week after punching another Walmart customer because they were taking too long at the retail outlet's checkout. Is this really this guy's name? Henry Jr. Harvey, 69 years old, was detained and charged with battery. This guy's almost 70 and he's going around punching people.
He's only got so much time left to live, Dave. You gotta hurry your ass up in that self-checkout line. Hey, if you don't know how to use the self-checkout line, go to the other one.
Go to the express.
Go.
Okay, but
over there.
But for real, with the self-checkout.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Like, what if you have too many items for one bag and you need to move it off and then it starts screaming at you?
Yeah. That's a real problem.
Put it back in the thing.
Learn how to do it. Learn how to self-checkout.
Sir, I used to work at Bilo, okay? I was a cashier and a bagger. I know how to bag some groceries.
Yeah, they also lit the grocery store by candles back then, you old-ass man.
They lit the grocery store by candles? We didn't have candles. It was a torch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Seriously, if you don't know how to use the self-checkout lane, move it.
Yeah, it's really not that complicated. But sometimes...
Did they arrest the guy?
Oh, yeah, the story. Yeah, he was arrested after police approached him a few hours later at his home, and he was given a $1,000 fine. He faces jail time as well.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know, it's flu season. It's around the holidays, so people are maybe eating more than they should. Certainly, the adults are drinking more than they should. But what about you? Like, with your kids or you as a kid, when's the last time that you threw up somewhere that was really inconvenient, and what are the details? Because there's something about kids where when something's in their body that they don't want in their body or that shouldn't be in their body, it just blah.
Or even just like the back style. Like, I feel
right,
like
that's
there's
what
just,
I mean. I mean, just
every sort of blast. Explosion.
As you know, a father of a young kid, you know, 1 year old, like she'll just look me right in the eye and be like, bleh. Barf on me? What just happened, man? You get away with it right now, but man, as it gets older, it gets a whole lot less cute. This one, Emily said my oldest threw up straight into my husband's mouth one time.
Oh, you've never had that happen, right?
I don't think so. Not directly into my mouth. I mean, it's like gotten
nearby.
On me, like on the face. And yeah. I'm like, hey, man.
What are you doing?
This one got texted over to us at 73100. When my son was little, he threw up on me on a tour bus from England to France, and there was no place to pull over, so I just had to sit there covered in vomit for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
You think that one's bad?
Just dry heaving the whole way because it just, oh, the hot car. I would just probably just taken off the shirt. I'm sure they did.
My twins, my ex and me all got food poisoning from a sandwich shop right before we got onto an 18-hour flight to Belgium.
Oh, wow.
All got food poisoning in the middle of the flight. Vomit everywhere. It was awful.
I can't even. That may take. I mean, if you're stuck on a plane for 18 hours.
Annalee said a hotel room. Now you think, how bad could that be? Well, awful. Think you only have max 4 towels in the room and a limited amount of clean clothes. It really tested my strength as a mother being 2,000 miles away from home with no help and 2 sick kids.
You got to call down, man.
Yeah.
We're going to need some more towels. We need some more towels.
Quickly.
New sheets. Oh.
Treasure, I threw up at a burial. Puked on my grandpa's caskets.
Oh, my.
No.
Hope that adds some extra joy to your holidays.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Most inconvenient place that you or your kid have ever thrown up. Anne said, at the Thanksgiving table.
Mm.
It's not really Thanksgiving until somebody barfs all over the table.
Was it like a combination of stuffing, turkey, and gravy?
Ah.
Mahoney, I know that I've told you this story before, but I don't know if I told you, Audrey, that when I was a kid, I mean, we got a big family, right? There's 6 kids in the family, and I think it was right about the time that we were going to move. So, like, we're in the middle of moving, and some other family from our church invited us over for Thanksgiving dinner, which you got to think when you invite 8 people over that aren't your family for Thanksgiving. Like, it's a big to-do.
Yeah.
Well, so we all went over there, and my brother got sick. And I remember that he ran to the bathroom and tried to throw up in the toilet, but didn't make it. He threw up all over the floor. And I distinctly remember that he ran off, and one of my other brothers chased after him to see what was going on, and came around the corner and whoop!
Slipped on the vomit.
Yep. It was just quite the scene. I mean, vomit everywhere, 2 kids just rolling around in it. You're like, oh, man.
That family must be like, thank God these
Ferris are moving. Renee said, all over my desk at school. I told my teacher I wasn't feeling well, but she didn't like me. She told me she wasn't going to let me go to the bathroom, so I just threw up all over my desk, which was connected to 3 other desks,
and
it went all over all of them.
Oh, God.
Cool.
There had to be those square desks, you know, like where you would, got somebody next to you, then 2 people facing you.
Yep.
Oh, man. I hated those desks, too, didn't you?
I didn't mind them. They always had a nice, smooth surface that I could always, like, I was always a desk scribbler.
I always hated having to look at people.
Yeah, I'm like, stop looking at me.
Francis, literally last weekend at our favorite Mexican restaurant for my mom's birthday, right after the food comes out, my 3-year-old just sprays the booth with green liquid.
I didn't order guacamole.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
And we know the guac is extra.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you've been thrown up on, maybe you were the one that did the throwing up, but this time of year, it seems like it happens a lot. You're around kids all the time. They're eating a whole bunch of food, probably a whole bunch of sweets, maybe stuff they're not supposed to be eating. What happened to you? Madison joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So you work in childcare?
Yeah, I used to work in childcare, and this one kid got really upset that his dad left, and he was crying, and I was sitting down with him trying to calm him down, and he got so upset that he projectile vomited all over me and the room that we were in, and he had very obviously just had milk before he came out.
That is it.
All over my leggings. I was still the one that had to clean it up. And my friend had to come bring me new pants.
Man.
At least you're able to change. Nothing worse than like having sour milk puke on you by the end of the day.
You, as a parent, you hate to see your kids upset when you leave. It just breaks your heart. But there is something special knowing that your child gets so upset when you leave that they projectile vomit everywhere. Madison, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Moon.
I can't remember at a time where I inconvenienced like my parents when we were out in public, but the worst time I ever threw up, I was in my house and for whatever reason couldn't make it to the bathroom, which was literally like one door down, and decided to throw up in my closet and not tell my parents about it.
Oh, gross.
Were you scared you were going to get in trouble? Why do you think that you
didn't
tell them?
I don't
them?
Know, but I was just young, and I just couldn't remember why, but I just remember, like, trying to hide it from my mom by, like, stacking
stuff
toys.
On top of it?
Oh, you're disgusting.
No.
Oh, you revolting little creature.
To be fair,
didn't that happen when you were, like, moving out of the house that you used to live in with your friends?
Well, there was a similar situation from one night where you and I had our holiday concert, and I threw up on a shirt
car. Yeah, he vomited all over
me. And did you hide that, too, and stack stuff on top of it?
He threw it in his closet at home and didn't find it until he was moving out and cleaning out his closet.
It was
but
at
a,
the very bottom.
A vomit-covered shirt. That he just threw in.
I thought I had lost that shirt. I'm like, I don't know where that shirt went. Like, it was like a nice black, like, dress shirt that I wanted to wear.
Did you try to clean it and
oh,
save
no.
your,
yeah? Oh, dude, it was like.
Like a board?
Cardboard.
Oh, you're so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
It was. So there may be a bit of a history of that. I will say, at least we had our carpet was green and brown. I mean, it was like straight out of like the late 70s. So, you know. Kind of
it was
so blended in with all the puke.
Kirsten said, my daughter was 1 and threw up down my husband's button-up shirt. It pulled up so much that he almost dropped the baby. He was gagging so much. Also, my son blew out his onesie when he was 11 months old, going down the freeway in South Dakota. I had no choice but just to throw it in the farm fields. Fertilizer at its finest.
Have you had the 2 kids now? Have you had any major blowouts?
Oh, all the time.
On road trips or like in the car, though?
In the car. None that I really remember specifically on road trips, but I mean, when you just pull them out of their car seat, because you don't really know what's going on.
Happening.
You know that they're taking a poop sometimes because it'll
you hear the little grunts. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's kind of cute. But.
It is, until you pick them up and there's just a fountain of poop that's gone up their back. Like, oh, God, what is going on here?
I've never eaten that the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral again.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So if you were given a sports team, let's say like a baseball team, like what would you guys do to like help bring in more money to the team? Like would you dump money into promotions or would you like pump money into talent?
Message deleted.
So here's the thing is that owning a sports team, there are fewer things, in my opinion, that are cooler than owning a sports team, especially if it's a sport that everyone cares about, right? Like imagine owning a football team, right? Like how awesome that is.
In America.
To be the owner of a football team. But there is almost nothing worse than owning a really crappy football team. Like if you're going to own a team, dump money into talent. Like get as, because you're already a billionaire, right? If you're able to afford a sports team. You gotta bring in like as many high profile guys and build an organization that's meaningful, unless you're just using it as an investment. Because when I see owners of football teams that have really bad football teams, especially if they're the public owners, I always just associate them personally with being a loser if their team stinks.
They hire bad management or they're not willing to spend the money. That's just they're just greedy. That's why, like, you look at like the Chargers or you look at the Browns, two teams that you know jump to my head, and I just go greedy owners.
Yeah,
Browns have gotten better over the last 2 years. But still, I mean, there's decades of incompetence.
It's like the owner of the Cavaliers, you know, like when he knew LeBron was leaving, and so he threw this big stink about it and like went really public. And you're like, hey, man, like I get it, but like LeBron is your entire team.
He brought you a championship.
Right.
Be grateful.
Right.
He came back because that's home, and then he left, and he's going to leave. So like you coming out and basically calling him a loser – when
makes
clearly
you look like a loser.
The second that he walks out the door, your franchise goes to crap. I don't know, man. It stinks to have a bad team, but if I own a team, for sure. Just bring in as many high-profile guys. I'm gonna pay for a super team if I can.
I mean, it has been working out so great for the Yankees recently, but
it's working out for the Lakers right now.
Working out for the – I mean, who knew LeBron still had all that kind of gas left in the tank?
He's just unbelievable, man. He's a crappy person, but – He is an unbelievable
His
basketball
game's transitioned.
Yeah.
It really has. But I would think, I wish we would see more like minor league style promotions in major leagues. Because I feel like the minor leagues really have it down when, you know, bringing people in to the stadiums. You
minor,
know? Because
minor league baseball is your loose cannon friend that does not give an F.
Yep.
They're like, yeah, we're just going to do these crazy promotions where, you know, it's nickel beer night or whatever.
Love it.
Like, what pro team would ever do that? But if you did, I bet it'd be rocking.
You know what would happen? We would see another disco. Like, basically the end of that was the disco sucks at Wrigley Field or wherever it was. In Chicago, where Steve Dahl blew up all those records, and then there was just the mayhem after that. Yeah. That was like the last major one that I can think of like a crazy promotion like that.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even in our lifetime.
Right, that was before our time, and still people talk about it.
Yep.
Miss those days that never existed.
That dude had a job for 40 years because of that.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you ever been in traffic and there's a car that's in front of you that's annoying you? And you're just like, move out of the way. But yet, they're going the same way that you're going. And you just want them to get out of your way because they're annoying. You guys ever have those type of experiences?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when if you're in a bad mood and everything annoys you, certainly the people
bad
on the road.
Driving
bad driving is
shoots
gonna,
to the straight
oh,
top
yeah.
of that list.
And you are willing to murder somebody
yep.
if you're in a bad mood.
You guys are always talking about how fast you are at driving. I'm technically like kind of like a semi-slow driver. So if somebody's driving slower than me, I go berserk. Because that means you're going 50 or like 55 in
I
a slow lane.
I cannot comprehend It takes a piece of my soul to even think about the idea of just driving the speed limit.
On the highway?
On the highway, yeah. I mean, if you're going through like a residential area, residential, or kids area, yeah, totally different.
Way
go,
different.
Go the speed limit.
There are,
go the
there
speed
are kids
limit.
Walking on the highway.
Right, yeah. If you're on the highway, like, can you imagine driving like on a 4-hour road trip somewhere and going 60 the whole time?
Ew, no.
Ugh.
That's torture.
Oh, my God.
That is legit torture.
I would die.
Even though I know I'm only going to get there like 10 minutes faster or 20 minutes faster.
Still.
It's just boring.
It's so boring.
It's boring.
Does that ever happen when you're on a road trip and you're coming like from a rural area where you've been going like 90, and then you come into town and you start going 60, you're like, why am I going so slow?
Or you look down and you're going like 95 in a, you know, inside the city's, you know, footprint. Yeah, and you're like, I best
slow down.
So for me, though, going fast.
See, you can't even comprehend going 95.
No,
have you
I've
ever
never,
driven? What's never. The fastest you've driven?
Maybe like 85.
What are you talking about?
I
drove 85 to work today. Side streets.
What's the fastest you've ever been in the car while somebody was driving?
Like maybe 85.
Oh my God, will you ride with me today? We'll go 100.
I'll freak out.
Oh, that would be great.
I would freak out.
Just a quick little.
Do you want to watch me cry?
Yes.
newer cars don't feel like you're going that fast.
Right?
Like for me, it's way more
I
scary.
I have eyeballs. I can see those trees go.
Don't look out the side. Look forward.
Oh, God, that's terrifying. Everything
the fastest
making me sweat just thinking about it.
You don't ever have like a boyfriend that drove 90 miles an hour once?
Yeah, who had a Ford Probe or old-ass Mustang?
Hell yeah.
No.
Why'd you just name my two cars, man?
I had a little 4-cylinder Celica that I took up to, like, I think I got it to 115 one time on, like, Illinois roads.
Yeah.
And that thing shook so bad.
Hey, my sorry if you're listening, Pops, but my dad's old forest green Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Got that thing up to almost 100.
it wouldn't
get there. I was trying so hard. It's like 92 and the whole thing's just shaking.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, the nominations are out for the Golden Globes, and you guys tell me if you think some of these are deserving. So we'll start with the best motion picture that is animated. Frozen 2 made the list.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Haven't seen that.
Didn't see that one.
The Lion King.
You liked it.
Yeah. I liked it enough.
Mediocre. Yeah.
The thing is, like, when they remake those movies, same thing with Aladdin. Like, they do a really good job. It's just I love the original so much that I don't really like them messing with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, when they change the voice of Timon and Pumbaa and stuff, I'm just like, it was perfect.
Yeah.
You don't have to redo that. Or bring those guys back. Like, Nathan Lane's still out there. Like, go get him, man.
Yeah, he can work.
Yeah.
You know what I am really excited, though, for is the new Mulan.
No.
It looks like...
No Eddie Murphy. No Eddie Murphy as the dragon.
But it's not even supposed to be Disney-like. It's going to be, like, dark and, like, actually, like, a war movie. I'm here for it.
Missing Link. I don't even know that.
That's the one about Sasquatch or whatever, something like that.
And
cute.
And Toy Story 4.
I think it's going to be Toy Story 4 or Frozen 2.
Right? Yeah.
But I think Toy Story was better than Frozen. If I had to pick between the two, I would go Toy Story 4 just because it was an emotional roller coaster.
Best motion picture drama, The Irishman on Netflix.
So good, yes.
Ian's watched it like 4 times.
Yep, did it again last night.
Why?
It's 3.5 hours long.
Because it's that, don't complain. Don't do that.
I watched it. No, I'm complaining about how you've been able to watch it 10 times in a row.
A
not that you've
film.
Watched it.
Is it really a great film? It's just the same movie that Martin Scorsese makes every time.
How dare you, but
with the same actors doing the same thing.
Well, but it's nice to see De Niro and Pacino in movies that don't suck again.
No,
yeah, they're bowing out.
It is.
And
but,
Pesci.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you could just call it Goodfellas 4. I mean, I don't. It really is, man. I mean, it's the same guys doing the same thing.
There's no Ray Liotta, Dave.
There was no Ray Liotta.
How dare
you're
you.
Right. And that's what was missing.
Okay.
But The Irishman, Marriage Story, 1917.
That one hasn't been released yet. It's a World War I story. Okay. It looks pretty good.
Joker. I still haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
And
I don't.
The Two Popes.
Also, The Marriage Story, I think that it just came out, like, maybe even just within the month.
Yeah,
and it's already gotten this nom. It's supposedly, like, weepy, amazing good.
What about three out of the five nominees being from Netflix?
It's interesting. I mean, Netflix is
turning out some good stuff.
They're taking over. I'll say this:
fix your search feature.
Yeah, fix that. I was going to say. I don't think Joker wins. I think Joaquin Phoenix should have been nominated.
He is for best actor. Yeah. So Christian Bale got nominated for Ford versus Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory. Adam Driver for Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. And then Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes.
Interesting. So we'll probably say that Joaquin Phoenix is going to take that one. Then
I don't know. I think there's a lot of good actors in there for sure. I mean, you look at Christian Bale. Christian Bale's probably him and Joaquin Phoenix, when it comes to like getting into a role.
Method acting.
Those guys go the extra mile. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of Frozen 2, it held the box office top spot from this past weekend. And took in $34.7 million for a total of $919.7 million globally. Almost a $1 billion film already.
Yeah, it is bringing in all sorts of money. Disney's having an absolute record year with their acquisitions of Marvel and everything else. They've in Star Wars. I mean, the new Star Wars movie hasn't even come out yet, which are...
They're talking about a $10 billion year in box office sales for Disney, which is, like you said, Star Wars not even out yet.
That's going to be $1 billion-plus.
Pretty unbelievable, yeah.
You know, the end of this particular trilogy.
$10 billion at the box office this year. Can you imagine selling $10 billion worth of tickets to anything?
We need to just stop calling. Like, $10 billion doesn't... Because it's a small number in front of a big word.
Right.
But that's $10,000 million.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of it that way...
Unreal.
It's just...
Unreal.
I mean, they're getting sued in South Korea for having a monopoly on entertainment. But I feel like Disney's just made all the right moves to acquire these great intellectual properties. And they've done a better job. I think they've done a better job with Star Wars than George Lucas has with his brand of sequels outside the original.
Oh.
That's strong, and I agree.
No, for sure.
And I'm mad that The Mandalorian did not get a nod. Baby Yoda, best supporting actor.
He should have gotten that.
Best supporting actor, lead actor. In a comedy, drama, and rom-com.
It's the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.
Yes, I'm in love with Baby Yoda.
The guy who plays the Mandalorian, though.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he looks like.
Wait, you've never looked him up?
No.
He was in Narcos.
But he's like one of the biggest actors right now. No idea who it is.
You think at some point he takes the helmet off?
No.
No?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to go back
the
and
great
hook up.
Reveal.
Hook up with that lady in the swamp.
She was hot.
Yeah, she
was.
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
Yeah. Nick joining us this morning for Who's Got the Warrant. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning.
So it's a pretty simple game. Ian goes out onto the streets and he talks to people, and he has this uncanny ability to track down individuals that actually have active warrants out for their arrest. So your job is to figure out which one of the three individuals that we are going to introduce you to today has that active warrant. Have you ever been in trouble with the law?
No.
Never had a warrant? Never. Have you ever been arrested?
Not been arrested, no.
You've been handcuffed?
Saw me, but yeah, I've been handcuffed, but not arrested.
Wait, how did you get out of the handcuffs?
Good for you, Nick.
Of course, Dave.
Yeah, very, 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 very. As are all of these individuals, I'm sure. This one's going to be a little tricky for you today, Nick, because we've got three individuals that are named Jay Shook, Ethan, and Richie Rich. All right, so
Richie Rich.
Best of luck to you. Trying to figure out which one of these has an active warrant, but let's listen to a little bit about each one of these individuals before you make your guess. First up is Jay Shook.
All right, so we're here and we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Now, do you want to give your name?
Hey, Jay Shook, man.
Okay, we'll take that. What are you sipping on right there?
Johnny Walker Black.
You know what time it is?
Hey, man.
Are you single, married, divorced? And then what do you do for a living?
Hey, I mess with these women, man. Drink scotch. That's what I do.
What do you do for work?
I'm a commercial vehicle operator.
Very nice. Well, I hope you're not doing any operating today.
Nah.
Have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Nah. Man, come on. Texas, Ohio, Tennessee. Damn, California.
You've never done time, though, right?
No.
Good man. What's
police came to raid, I was either clocking miles or, you know, flipping fried.
What good on
What time of the day was it when you encountered Jay Shook sipping on some scotch?
That was 10:15 a.m.
My man.
It isn't a thing. I mean, just messing with women.
He's a commercial vehicle 10, operator. You
perfect.
Know, just got off.
Well, no, let's get him behind the wheel of something large.
He said he wasn't working.
He said he wasn't working. I made sure. I made sure.
You defame Jay Shook.
I'm not defaming
Mr. Shook.
Mr. Shook. Dr. Shook. After he encounters one of them ladies, I'm Dr. Shook.
Oh, God.
Nick, does Dr. Shook sound like he could be the sort of guy that has an active warrant out for his arrest?
He could, but I don't think so.
Okay, let's introduce the other two. Here's Ethan.
Now, do you want to give your name?
Ethan.
Ethan, what's going on, Ethan? So, Ethan, you got a really cool tie on, man. You got a nice shirt.
I appreciate it.
And you said you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Go Pack, go there, hey.
Go Pack. All right, so what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I am taken. I've been with my girlfriend for over 6 years. It's actually her birthday. I do contracting work during the week. I am a professional wrestler during the weekend.
What's your wrestling name?
The Marvelous Ethan Matthews.
That's very elegant for a wrestler.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I like that. So, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
I mean, a handful. I mean, you know, rowdy boys from Wisconsin, as it were. I mean, I am a professional wrestler.
Is he the Marvelous Miss Maisel? Is that what
right?
It is?
That's what it sounds like.
Did you look up this guy's wrestling at all, Ian?
I did, and he's a very flamboyant wrestler.
Okay.
He likes to prance around the rings. There is one particular video. You know, maybe I'll post it up on our Facebook page, but he wrestled literally a 500-pound man.
Okay.
500 views on the video, though.
Okay.
So pretty
let's,
cool.
Let's get that out on our Twitter immediately.
Yes.
At David Mahoney on Twitter, because I cannot wait to see this.
It's about 5 minutes long, very boring, but still very interesting to look at.
So a bit of a dual personality here, because he sounded kind of buttoned up and almost like professional-like when
definitely.
You first started talking to him, and then all of a sudden it swings to, I'm a professional wrestler and I've had encounters with the law. Nick, what do you think? Sort of guy that might have a warrant?
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Here we go. On to number three. This is Richie Rich.
Now, do you want to give your name, sir?
Yeah, it's Richie Rich.
Now, Richie Rich, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm single, and I got a couple kids, about two different women.
Oh, you get around, Richie Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah, a few times for child support.
Anything else?
Yeah, and drinking driving.
Drinking and driving, how many times?
Yeah, three times, so I went to prison. Ooh.
Jesus. All right, what kind of car were you driving?
Oh, I can't remember.
Of course not.
Oh, boy.
That was Richie Rich.
Man. Richie Rich. Only one of them has an active warrant out for their arrest. Who do you think definitely does not? We'll start there.
Okay, definitely does not. I'm going to go with number one.
Number one, Jay Shook definitely does not have a warrant. You are correct on that.
Very nice. Good guess, Nick.
Let's have a listen.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, no. Mm-mm. No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
That sounded like,
hey.
Like he was trying to convince himself.
It did,
No.
Turn that into a drop.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, no. Mm-mm. No.
That's just a man who's enjoying some Johnny Walker Black at exactly. 10:15 in the morning.
10:15 in the morning.
He doesn't mess with he doesn't mess with them women. He messes with that scotch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now it's down to Ethan, the pro wrestler, and Richie Rich. What do you think, Nick?
Okay. I'm thinking those wrestlers are, not trustworthy, but I'm going to go with number three.
Richie Rich has the warrant, and you nailed it.
Very nice. That was a tough one.
It was.
That was not tough. He's got three DUIs.
Let's have a listen to old Ethan here.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, I do not.
Can't wait to watch that guy wrestle and Richie Rich.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
In another state, yes.
Whoa, wait. What state?
Huh?
What state?
Arizona.
You want to tell me for what?
For drinking and driving.
No kidding.
No,
shocker.
Nope.
All right, Richie Rich.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, congratulations to you, Nick. You're going to the Las Vegas Bowl Saturday, December 21st, right here in Las Vegas, Sam Boyd Stadium. 4-pack of tickets for you. Boy.
Awesome.
Those guys were just fantastic today.
Nah.
Nah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah. Nah.
We're going to need a remix from the Hell to the Nah.
Oh, yes.
Nah.
You work on that today?
Nah. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, no. Mm-mm. No.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So there's some there are some conspiracy theories out there about Allegiant Stadium and the construction and the scheduling. Two different stories last week popped up about the construction of Allegiant Stadium and the scheduling for the first events at the $2 billion venue, and it's created a firestorm of criticism from just about everyone associated with the project. Instead of assessing the hows and whys involving the challenging installation, some critics prefer to blame the Raiders for installing faulty bolts from China to attach the roof and dreaming up doomsday scenarios, according to this latest piece. Some blame UNLV for scheduling games beyond its agreed-upon allotment, while others pointed fingers at the Raiders for hogging the whole venue. It is their stadium, isn't it?
Yeah.
The backup story was basically the bolts that were breaking that were supposed to be used to attach the roof were overstressed, and they have to replace them. And some people are saying this is going to throw the whole schedule off. Basically, in a nutshell, it is just a whole lot of noise.
They're going to finish it. It's going to be up. It's going to be ready by the time the season is here and ready to play over there.
The Raiders, speaking of them, yesterday played in Oakland against the Tennessee Titans, and they lost.
Yeah, they got their ass whooped.
Pretty close game for part of it, and then the Tennessee Titans just ran away
with
it.
About the half, yeah. Yep. The second half was just
terrible. Terrible.
Horrible.
42-21 was the final there. A week after giving up 259 yards to Kansas City, the Raiders defense kind of didn't show up for the second half, and the Tennessee Titans had 552 yards. Four touchdown drives of 84 yards or more. So the loss pushes the Raiders to 6-7, two games behind the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Titans in the race for that wild card berth. Look, Oakland, there's a lot of promise on that team. I actually think John Gruden has done a really good job with not a lot of talent comparatively to some of the other squads in the NFL, and certainly when you stack them up against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, also in the AFC West, who had a great game yesterday against the Patriots.
They had some help.
Thought some bad calls, maybe.
I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan, as we all know.
Was it a touchdown? That's what everybody's saying right now.
It was.
Yep.
It was a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it would have changed the dynamic of how that, you know, probably last sequence played out.
Yeah, I mean, they
would have won them the game, right?
They were out of challenges.
They
should have. So,
they got screwed out of a touchdown two times, because once with the fumble that they were going to clearly run back, and then the other time when that was a touchdown, and then they got held to 3 points.
Probably the most shocking thing is that you don't normally see calls like that going against New England. And I'm not saying like the refs are slanted, but there's certain people out there that they pay special attention to, like Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you sneeze on Tom Brady, they're going to throw a flag. Whereas other quarterbacks, like if it's David Blough from the Detroit Lions, everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
Who cares? Yeah. He's not one of the faces.
He's not the face of the organization.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. I will say that, but I don't think the Patriots are done. You know, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Nobody has more experience in the playoffs than Tom Brady. So it's in Belichick in the playoffs as well as a hard guy to beat. So, you know, everybody writing them off right now. We'll see.
It's the same thing with the Raiders, right? Like when the Raiders come to town next year, then they will likely have improved because they've got some good draft picks that are coming their way, obviously, you know, with moving Amari Cooper out of town. And Khalil Mack was obviously a big one, too. It's setting up nicely for the Las Vegas Raiders to be quite good.
One of the things that the Raiders do have on their side, they have good ownership. I think Mark Davis is a good owner. Yeah. I think, you know, it's family business. They love football. This is their main one. They're not these investment fund guys who are like, oh, it'd be cool to own a professional team. You know,
they're a football family.
The Davises are, you know, a first family when it comes to football. Yeah. So I think that changes will happen, and we'll see. You know, I mean, especially when it comes to recruiting players, once we're here in Nevada versus California, the amount of tax benefits that you can get by living here.
It's either Las Vegas or Oakland, you know, like,
well,
come on, man.
Even the California state tax versus Nevada is night and day.
I get that, but I mean, what player wouldn't want to move to Las Vegas to play football? Like you said, all of the tax breaks, which is significant, but it's also you live in Vegas as opposed to Oakland.
But we are going to see some interesting. You got to have a strong coach, which I think Gruden is.
Gruden's great.
Gruden is good, but bringing players here, because some of these guys, like we saw, like Goff down in L.A., there's a reason, you know, the one of the rumors floating around why he's been playing so bad most of the season is just because he's been partying.
I mean, whereas that's the thing. When you're at that level, though, I mean, the whole idea, like, people can't control themselves when they live in Las Vegas is garbage. People that come here for, like, 3 days on a long weekend get blackout drunk and do all sorts of dumb things. That's just part of what Las Vegas is.
Dave,
when you live here, it's fine.
Dave.
Whenever you first move here, though, I feel like you go through a period where it's like a shiny new toy, right? So you go through it, and then you get burnt out on it, truly.
But
you
there's
do.
Also like a long off season to do that, right?
Yes.
And like Gruden's not going to tolerate that nonsense from his guys.
I feel like you're not, you know, you're not a young man who's got more testosterone in his body than he knows what to do with.
He just said you had no testosterone.
I am bubbling with testosterone.
He's got low T.
Low T.
Enter promo code BEEF, please do it.
Enter promo code BEEF.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.
Wait, so what was your point besides insulting me?
Calling
me old and sad.
Young, rich, high-profile guys here. They got to make sure that they control themselves because you get in a lot of trouble.
Young, rich, high profile guys can get into trouble anywhere.
But there's
nobody says that about Miami.
Miami is just a party. Yeah.
Nobody says that when they go play for the Jets.
Anytime
you live
James
in New York.
Harden goes to Miami,
no one says that.
Ask about those strip clubs there, man.
I mean, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah. We'll see.
The players will be fine here.
We'll see.
The serious players who are serious about winning will be fine.
Tipsy or toddler?
Daniel is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Daniel? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you guys?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Tell us about your experience. Do you have any kids?
I have nephews. I have no kids.
Okay. What about drunks in your life? You have some people that maybe have a little bit too much to drink from time to time?
I do have that problem, and I used to be a barback, so I have experience with random other people, too.
Very good. All right, so we're just going to read you the actual things that were said, and you have to try to figure out if it's somebody that's had way too much to drink or a little kid. And yesterday, I had a Christmas party at my house, and I can tell you that little kids act like little drunk people. And then there's also a bunch of, like, normal-sized drunk people there as well, because that's what happens when you get a bunch of people together on a Sunday afternoon, and there's football on. But Daniel, your job is to figure out which is which here, just based on the words that were said. And Mahoney, if you would be so kind, take it away with number one.
Number one, I'm watching. Me right there. Picnic. Come, and we'll go on the run. And gonna be bad, okay? It's gonna be a bite.
Ooh, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That one sounds a little bit more like a toddler.
Toddler is correct. Yes, on the board with one. Let's have a listen.
I want to rewrite the picture, come okay? And we'll go and it go once and it could be bad, okay? It could be bite.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
All right, on the board with one. Well done. On to number two, Audrey.
Chuck Avito, I'm hot. And I'm laying on the tile. Because I'm hot. I'm sweating. Sweating, sweating, sweating. I feel really bad.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That sounds like a drunk.
Yeah, that is a drunk. You are quite good at this game, Daniel. Let's have a listen.
Chuck Avito, I'm hot. And I'm laying on the tile because I'm just hot. I'm sweating. Sweating, sweating, sweating. And I feel really bad.
Sounded just like her.
She is a hot mess.
Yeah.
She is a hot, hot mess.
Was that you, Audrey?
It sounded just like her.
It sounds like the sort of thing that you would say. You're like, I'm sweating.
But there is, when you're laying on the bathroom tile. Oh God.
In normal life would you put your face on the side of a toilet.
Ever.
But there's something about that when you're just burning up and you're drunk and you're like, you understand me, you sweet, cold porcelain god. All right, Daniel, you can go 3 for 3 and get the win right here if you get this one right. D-White things. Yeah. Yeah, the white dots. Yeah, ladybugs. Ladybags. Just what? Ladybugs.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
For the win.
That's kind of a tough one. I'm going to lean towards toddler, though.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Tricky. The ladybugs would make you think it was a toddler.
Now let's have a listen.
The white things? Yeah. Yeah, the white ducks. Yeah. Ladybugs. Ladybugs. Just put ladybugs.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right. So two correct, one incorrect, two more to go. You can win it with one more right. Mahoney, number four.
Baka ho. Burger bite. Sorry ashore. Down dot day. Ray chow chow. Sup fool.
What?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Or even English.
That's English.
Sounded very gibberish. I'm going to go with toddler.
You win.
Very nice. The ladybugs was tough.
Yeah, it was. Well, let's have a listen.
Baka. Hey. Baka bite.
You know, it sounds a lot more innocent when it's a toddler saying it as opposed to Mahoney going, back a hoe! So a Kentucky judge is accused of, quote, frat house antics and threesomes with staffers.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you wonder what's going on under that robe. Now you know.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. A Kentucky judge has been accused of turning her chambers into a glorified frat house, having a threesome with staffers and allowing employees to get drunk on the job, all while abusing her power, trying to win re-election.
Wow.
The judge, whose name is Don Gentry, hit with 9 charges by the state's Judicial Conduct Commission. The trouble started when Gentry hired her band's guitar player,
hell yeah,
Stephen Penrose, a former pastor, to use the courtroom like a swingers club. The pair allegedly had a threesome with her secretary, Laura Aubrey. The judge who served on the panel was supposed to be there to help abuse children. Also tried to seduce another member of the panel, Catherine Schultz, into having a second threesome. Gentry flirted with Schultz on Snapchat and urged her to seduce her husband into having a threesome with the judge and Penrose. So judge, guitar player, lady on panel and husband now taking the threesome to a full foursome. I mean, that's something.
Do you bring the gavel?
What?
Do you bring the gavel?
And the guitar.
I think you have to, right?
I mean,
Penrose also annoyed colleagues by jamming on his guitar in a courthouse office provided to him by the judge. Some employees drank and stored liquor in the courthouse. The judge faces a disciplinary hearing. A date for the hearing has not been set. Gentry has denied most of the case against her, but admitted to allowing Penrose to play the guitar in the courthouse. Okay. That, yes, that absolutely happened. Wow. All the other stuff, though,
never.
I mean, do you think the other judges go easy on her because she's the fun judge? Or do you think they're like, we've also wanted to have threesomes in our quarters,
feel left out.
And we've never done it. Why didn't you invite us?
I didn't know you had Snapchat.
Dawn,
yeah, right?
Come on.
Well, what about that one politician not too long ago that just got in all this trouble, too? The female who was also Katie Hill? Yeah, who was having relations with one of her staffers as well. Like, I feel like these women are freaks up there. Like, I don't know. Is it all this pent-up aggression for just, like, getting
this is just normal stuff.
We just
hear about it more because information travels so quickly. Yeah. You're like, oh, look, so a congresswoman was having sex. I mean, don't get me wrong. Katie Hill needs to shut up and go away because you're like, okay, it's over. She keeps, like, writing all these op-eds and stuff. We're like, you hooked up with some people, and you got sold out by an angry ex-lover, which stinks, but like...
That's politics.
That's politics and just sort of like normal life for most people.
True. I feel like because they're in these positions of power, I, in my mind, just...
You
feel
hold
like
them
they're
to
uptight.
A
well, I just feel like they're more uptight.
Oh, so you're saying
so them
because,
being so loose and like having these threesome parties with guitar playing in the background, I just feel like that's not what I would envision.
Yeah, like you'd expect this from like an office manager at a mechanic shop or something. You're like, Deborah is just getting down.
Yeah.
You're like, who's that playing guitar in the spare office? You're like, oh, he's my band. God, can you tell Steven to shut up?
Boy, can he shred.
It's the only place they could get a gig.
And he's good at guitar. A Pennsylvania man was arrested for causing mass panic at a Walmart in New York last year when him and a group of men staged a fight inside of the store for a social media video. Cool, man. This is great. Marquise Graham, 24, of Philadelphia, was taken into custody in Long Island on Thursday and charged with riot, unlawful assembly, criminal nuisance, reckless endangerment, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Throw the book at these idiots who think that it's a good idea to go to a public place, create this giant kind of
havoc,
you know, just panic. Because how many times have we seen, like, you know, where there's an active shooter or who knows what?
That's
else
what they
is
were
going
pretending
on.
They said that they were in this Walmart and the men started yelling about a shooting while filming the video. Oh, at the time, the shopper said they heard something that sounded like gunshots. Yeah. And people were screaming and panicking for their lives. Again, there's, you know, families in there with little kids and everything else. And we've seen this happen before at a Walmart. Right. Like, what are you doing, man?
I feel like it's really interesting that to think that these people have zero sense of consequence. Like, there's no way that they have any type of, like, just thought process. Like, I feel like they've never gotten in trouble by anyone ever for them just to go in there and think that doing something like this was not going to cause harm.
Well,
a detriment to somebody.
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. You know what I love? When I hear stories like of these guys getting arrested or these dumb racist guys who are like, let's go to the hood and try to film some prank video of those guys getting their ass whooped for being just stupid racists.
That's on you.
Yep.
A raccoon indulged in too much wine in a Christmas market in Germany on Saturday. Amused onlookers said the animal was staggering around before passing out. The raccoon was, quote, obviously intoxicated, according to the police. The unsuspecting raccoon had sipped some leftover wine from some glasses.
Hell yeah.
Video shows the raccoon wandering around, playing with a woman's shoe, and then taking a nap on the front steps of a building.
Oh, that's just living the life. Yes. Make that raccoon a judge.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have like 1,000 unread emails. I feel like it happens to a lot of people. You just get lazy.
Message deleted.
1,000. You rookie.
I actually just cleaned up my inbox yesterday.
How many? To zero?
Yep, to zero.
I am well beyond the point of ever cleaning up my inbox. I have, as I'm looking at it right now, 15,927 unread messages.
I've got zero.
And it doesn't bother me at all.
You took it down to zero?
No, I mean, I always keep mine at pretty much zero for my personal account. My work account, it's been, you know, I've had the, you know, our work account for, you know, who knows how many years. So it's like all spam. The only time I go through that one and delete it is when it, like, you've reached your maximum. Then I just clear the whole thing out.
I was going to say, I feel like on Gmail, they don't have that option of just like mass delete all. And it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm kind of glad because
I just keep buying more and more space on Gmail. I wonder how much. Can you see how much space you've actually used?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
But that also is combined with like Google Drive and everything else like that. How much space?
Oh, okay. Well, that
but
makes me
still,
feel
how better. Much? How much is on there?
393.52 gigabytes.
So what's the smallest byte? Like, is it a gigabyte?
No, so the gigabyte's like the second biggest.
Oh.
So there's a megabyte, which is very small. But if you have like a...
Tera is the large in charge one, right?
Most emails, at least it used to be this way. I mean, Gmail to Gmail, it's not the same. But most, like anything over like 10 megabytes to a lot of emails wouldn't go through.
Mm. Yes.
Back in the day, and it's better now. But again, I have 393 gigabytes.
Whoa.
Of mail just sitting there. I know that tilts some people. It's probably making you itch right now if you're one of the people that keeps your email box pristine. But there's just a lot of crap that I don't have to open that I know. Like receipts for stuff, and like I'll get an email if I get like a direct message on Twitter or something, you know, that I don't know.
Turn that off. I got separate accounts for that. Like my all signing up
email. But this is my normal email account, and I have a burner account as well that I just sign up for all like the emails and crap.
This is your normal? Why don't you send stuff to junk? Once you notify something to go into junk, it never goes into your regular. It always goes into junk.
I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Oh. Like, I respond to the things that I need to respond to.
No.
I don't open the things that I don't need to open.
Oh, no.
It drives you crazy, doesn't it?
I don't want to see the notifications on my phone.
No, the little red dot. It doesn't
The notifications
doesn't
on my phone are even worse,
I
think.
Oh, no. Don't show me.
21,052 unopened emails on my phone.
You're
you have so many red dots. Why do you have so many red dots?
No, it's just that on that one. I don't have notifications on anything else. They drive me crazy if I have like a text message that I haven't read. Like, that drives me nuts if I have a notification on my calendar, but it's just the email.
Okay, but so for everybody
in my mind,
listening
that's
to this
just
right
become
now.
Part of what the email icon looks
like.
You even
a new
are
email.
So organized on there too, and that's
because I know the count.
Okay,
just depending on the day.
Okay,
I love that you have all like this the apps in a category, like within it, like a yeah. subcategory. So yeah. like you've put in like a social like area, like a mail account, yeah. but then you're just like. That's so organized, and then just like your email is chaos.
It's not that it's not organized.
It's chaos.
That is chaos.
That's not
pure chaos.
It is organized chaos. This doesn't bother me at all.
21,000
emails. It's just 21,052 unread emails. I wonder how many total emails are actually on this thing.
Oh my god! I think
I've got 17,000 emails total in my Gmail account.
Oh well, I don't have them deleted. I just have them opened.
Yeah.
Why do you open like that? That's the counterproductive thing, is opening all that.
No.
I delete stuff that I know that I don't need to open.
Yes.
Huh. Why?
Because
but
I
why
know,
save it?
Because
it's just there. Like, I don't think about it. It's just not part of my
I want to know when
consciousness.
I have
an care.
Important email like, coming in.
Also that.
No, I actually do know the count. Like, if I'm waiting on an email, I'll be like, okay, well, sometimes. Here's
what
how crazy I am.
On earth.
So like, let's right now I have 21,052, right? So let's say that I'm waiting on an important email. I'll just open two random messages that I know that are not important. So now I'm at 21,050.
So whenever you get the one.
So whenever it goes to the one, then I know.
Such a dumb system.
Just delete them. Oh, it would take you too long now.
It's too long. I'm too far.
Just
got to
get rid of the whole email.
I'm too far. burn it down.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is it about airport or train station bathrooms? It all goes down in those bathrooms. What's the deal?
Message
goes
deleted.
Down, like, not that way. Are you talking about, like,
he's
number
not,
twos?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, why are they so nasty?
Like, because why is there, like, why is
there's a mass of humanity coming off of a public transportation system.
But why is, I mean, so he's right about those, but, like, why is it that they're always those bathrooms? People are like, I can just poop all over the place here. This is fine.
That's just because they're people are disgusting, especially if they're in a hurry.
Why does it just get
too.
All over the place?
How,
that does
how
not
is it that,
make sense?
The second the festival gates open at a concert, somebody has violently blown up every single porta potty in there. How is that possible?
Well, usually, okay. Well, I think I have a real like theory behind this.
Uh-huh.
You know, by day three. Like, they always get, like, cleaned out for the most part. But day three, this is always worse than day one because everybody has the dads. So, like, it's just, like, everyone's just drinking on top of everything else that's happened over the past, like, 2 days of them just, like, demolishing their body.
What did you call it? The dads?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Day after drinking poops.
I've never heard that.
No, you've never heard of the dads?
Day after drinking is... You so violently poop after day after drinking.
There's a name for
there's
it.
There's an acronym for it?
Yeah. You've never
no,
heard of
not.
This?
No,
it's
making
day-
stuff
dads.
Up.
Dads.
Ian, have you ever heard of the dads?
No, I've never heard of dads.
Okay, he's When's just joining on your side. He's definitely heard of the dads.
And I drink a lot. No, I've never heard
I
of dads.
I literally think I've said it to you before.
Do you regularly, get, the, do you regularly get the dads?
The day after drinking.
Really?
I've never noticed a difference.
I mean, sometimes, right? But not
maybe.
All the time. Does it happen to you every time?
Maybe you're like, maybe you got like an allergy or something.
Go to the doctor.
You got a gluten allergy or something?
Listen, it's a thing, especially after beer.
It sounds like a gluten allergy to me. You need to go get checked. Mm-hmm. You got celiac disease or something.
I am like so embarrassed right now. Yeah. It's a thing. I need people to get on my side.
Has
people
anyone
have
ever,
heard on this.
Has anyone ever heard of the dads before? Because...
Sounds like a barbershop quartet.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The show from the 80s, My Two Dads. Remember
that one? Yeah. Totally different meaning for Audrey.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Can you imagine being this much of a killjoy where you think, look, it's snowy outside. We need to ban people throwing snowballs. A Wisconsin city has made it illegal to throw snowballs.
Why is there a reason to make throwing snowballs illegal? Were people getting like assaulted by snowballs?
No person shall throw or shoot any object, arrow, stone, snowball, or other missile or projectile by hand or by any other means at any other person, according to what this this town has ruled, and the city officials tried to clear it up.
Hello, I'm Robert Melke, mayor of the great city of Wausau. Recently, a national magazine or media source had mentioned that Wausau is not a fun city.
This ordinance is in place for the safety of our community. Only on two occasions has it been used to address people throwing snowballs. The individuals throwing snowballs were throwing them at moving cars driving down the roadways. A fun snowball fight is a fun snowball fight, and that's not something we enforce this ordinance with.
We do like to have a great time here in the city of Wausau. There's a lot of good things in our city, great people, great employees, and a wonderful place to live.
Oh! That one got away from me.
Boy, how zany. How fun.
They're so fun.
You really, turned us around on how just fun your city is.
I like that he went, great people, great employees. Like, what? Like,
really? You're going to boast about employees?
Like, why would you just randomly say employees there? Like, great people, great restaurants, great schools.
We have a Jiffy Lube. Like, stop.
Great workers at Walmart. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Let people throw their balls around.
Thank you.
Snowballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No missiles, though, please.
Or arrows.
Yeah. No, I like arrows.
What? Can we throw javelins? They didn't specifically list javelins or spears.
That's true, yeah.
I want to chuck a javelin or throwing
hammer.
Who
would love a good old-fashioned spear fight around the holidays?
You seen those throwing hammers? You ever watch that Olympic? That's the craziest one.
It's become big business for, like, these axe-throwing places.
Yeah.
It's great,
The most terrifying thing, though, is whenever they just bounce off. Back?
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Yeah, what are you doing wearing open-toed shoes to one of those places, man?
Come on, man.
You're going to lose a pinky toe. That little piggy ain't going home.
Speaking of piggies, the world's first ever pig-monkey hybrid has been created by scientists in China.
God! No! God, please, no! No!
Why?
No!
I don't know why. I just don't know.
Science.
So the groundbreaking experiment produced creatures with hearts, livers, spleens, lungs, and skin, which contained both the pig and the primate cells. Stem cells from the macaw monkeys were grown in a lab and then injected into the pig embryos 5 days after fertilization of more than the 4,000 implanted in sows. 10 piglets were born, but only 2 were crosses, and both died within a week. So, success, you guys. Also, can we stop with all this nonsense? What is the point?
Yeah, what is it in the name of science? Like, why are you needing to do a crossbreed of two animals that do not need to have a baby?
You know what? I think I'm gonna take this back.
Oh,
can you imagine how fun it would be to go on a bacon hunt with pigs that could jump from tree to tree and swing from branches?
No, man. And then pigs are smart.
Pigs are really smart. They're monkeys.
They're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. You give them opposable thumbs, they're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. That's when we bring our spears, Dave. That's when we bring our spears.
Thank God I'm just ready for a spear fight.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Thank God I've got all these hand missiles handy.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got some tickets for the Las Vegas Bowl up for grabs, and here is today's question for Know the Show. The first person in with the correct answer at 702-791-1075. You get the tickets.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
What's the fastest you've driven?
Maybe like...
What? What are you talking about?
You haven't lived.
I work today.
Audrey has never driven in a car going over this particular speed, which stunned all of us. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot about Audrey today, I feel. She's never driven fast, and she also gets the hot poops after drinking, and she has an acronym for it.
Anybody confirm that the dads is actually...
Yeah, I started a poll, and everyone is in my favor.
No, they're your friends. That doesn't count.
Yeah, because we got no text if anybody else confirmed
it. We had somebody saying that I used to go out on drinking benches, and I'd be afraid to sneeze because of this, but I didn't know there was an acronym for it. So,
well,
I mean,
there
Having, you know, the hot poops is one thing, but... having it happen every time that you drink and having an acronym for it.
Every time.
You said every time.
Just like a bender or something.
Somebody said dad's root beer. Not my preferred choice. I'm an A&W guy.
Bargs. Yeah. I'm a Bargs girl.
Really?
Well, I don't like it as syrupy. Oh, A&W is so syrupy.
X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Christopher Wooden.
Well, hello, Christopher Wooden. What is the correct answer? Audrey has never driven above this speed limit.
85.
Which means she could not go back to the future.
Oh, my God, you're right.
That's fine.
Congratulations to you, Christopher. You get set up with a 4-pack of tickets for the Las Vegas Bowl. It's going to be here in Las Vegas on December 21st. Boise State and Washington are going to be playing, which are actually pretty good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to go see some winning football teams over at Sam Boyd. So congratulations to you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
You got it, man. All right, before we get out of here today, Ian has been hard at work. Is this the full one here, Ian?
Yeah, this is the full one. Because, again, Dave, Hell to the Nah, it, actually, when you really listen to it, is a pretty explicit song.
All I know is the hook.
But Jay Shook fits perfectly into this.
From earlier today on Who's Got the Warrant. Here we go.
Hell no. No. No.
No.
No.
So good.
Wait.